that, the director recalls. I was stunned. I said, you don't need to look. I'll tell you if it's working or not. That's directing, he said. No, I need to evaluate my performance. Weir began allowing Carey to view the takes he printed, then realized this was interfering with the character's unwitting innocence. I said to him, Jim, it's harming your performance. Truman doesn't know he's on television, so you shouldn't be looking at yourself. He trusted me. Truman, a sort of glorified lab rat, is manipulated by producers who stage dramatic plot twists, like the feigned death of Truman's father. His family and friends and co-workers, he comes to discover, are all actors taking direction. Was nothing real? He asks Christoph during the film's emotional climax, a rare moment in cinema. A human character confronts his omniscient creator. You were real, Christoph says. That's what made you so good to watch. Christoph grabbed the business model that would drive the success of YouTube and social media-based voyeurism. The crucial difference, of course, is that these real-life stars know they're being filmed, or maybe they're doing the broadcast themselves, as in the case of the absurdly popular YouTubers like Logan Paul. The Trump Show emphasis on product placement. Truman's friends and family insistently shill brand-name items when talking to him. Seems particularly prescient now. Instagram celebs make substantial cash from sponsored content, and the intrusion of corporate brands into our private lives has become a commonplace phenomenon. It's now commonplace to willingly hand over our digital private lives to real-life technology companies as powerful as the one that adopted Truman. There's nothing more chilling, Weir says, than the little thing that happens quite regularly. You're looking something up on the internet one day, you're thinking of a holiday somewhere in Eastern Europe, and up comes information about towns in Eastern Europe the next day. The most curious legacy of the film has been observed not by critics, but by psychiatrists. While working at Bellevue Hospital Center, Dr. Joel Gold noticed the phenomenon of delusional individuals believing their lives were reality shows being staged for others' entertainment. Later, he and his brother, Ian Gold, a neurophilosopher, dubbed this form of psychosis the Truman Show delusion, describing its characteristics in a 2012 paper and a 2014 book, Suspicious Minds, How Culture Shapes Madness.